Tearful Cooper's staff, overwhelmed by well-wishers as stores closed for good. There were tears as a chain of traditional hardware stores operating across Suffolk and Norfolk closed for good this weekend. Staff were overwhelmed as customers and well-wishers left cards, gifts and messages of support as Cooper's stores in Beccles, Bungay, Halesworth, Leyston, Framlingham and Halston prepared to shut. The 45-strong workforce across the six stores, who learnt of the shop closure on Wednesday, October the 15th, will get their redundancy packages and outstanding wages, bosses confirmed. The chain hit the buffers after conditions on the high street became too tough. Commercial Director Stuart Ruskin visited staff to say goodbyes at all six outlets today. "It has been heartbreaking to do. We have been around and seen everyone," he said. "Last October's budget was among the factors behind the business's demise," he explained. "Rises in employers' national insurance and the minimum wage, along with increases in rates, gas and other utility bills, had a massive effect," he added. "That's why the high street looks like it does," he said. The stores were due to open until 3 p.m. today, Saturday, October the 18th, but in the end, with sales stock already sold, the decision was taken not to reopen after Friday. Staff, many long servers and some tearful, spoke of their deep sense of family and community and the good times, as well as their sadness, shock and upset at the chain's demise. Customers also expressed their upset and sadness, describing it as the end of an era for some of the region's key market towns. The chain was started around a century ago by the Cooper family on Great Yarmouth's High Street. Another trade store opened later in the town on Harfrey's industrial estate, but both later closed. The chain's heyday was in the 1960s and 1970s when it was run by brothers Edward and Brian Cooper. They grew across the region and customers enjoyed the personal touch when they shopped at the stores. "But in recent times, things had become increasingly tough," said Mr. Ruskin, who works alongside Managing Director Philip Tate, who is a shareholder. "Basically, it was just the current climate, high street rates and bills and all your costs. It just got out of control," he said. "It just couldn't survive." Staff, many of whom who were long servers and very loyal, had taken it hard, he admitted. "They are not members of staff, they are friends, so that's very hard. Each shop was like a family." Mr. Ruskin said he would continue for another week helping administrators before joining other staff on the jobs market. One bright spot has been that as the business owns four of its six properties in Beccles, Bungay, Halesworth and Leyston, there will be some liquidity. They, the staff, get their wages up to date, their notice pay and they will get redundancy. "Once the buildings are sold, there should be no debt. It should all be paid," said Mr. Ruskin. All the Beccles stores staff were coming to terms with the loss of jobs that they loved. Karen Turner, who has worked for Cooper's for 13 years, said staff were devastated when they were told of the closures. "We were all in tears. We knew things were tough, but we didn't realise it had got to that point." She added, "We have been in contact with all our other shops and they are like us, teary." Janet Mayston, an employee for 26 years, was hoping to see out her retirement at the shop, but will now have to look for work. "We were always given that little ray of hope," she said. But she added, "Our customers have been so good. They have brought cakes and treats and cards and they've been lovely. All the local business owners have been in. We didn't realise how much we were valued around here." She went on, "We are going to miss the banter that we had with the customers. It's going to be hard." Shop manager Brett York, who has been with the business for 20 years, said that they were just shell-shocked, although it was clear that things had got more difficult for the business. "People have been amazing," he said. "We are grateful to the people who kept us open for many years, and we have made many friends." A sign on the door at Cooper's in Beccles thanked customers for their support. "The gratitude shown over the last week has been mind-blowing, and greatly appreciated. It has shown Beccles still has a great community spirit, it said. Please support the local businesses that remain in this town, as they truly need you more than ever. Customers outside the shop expressed sorrow at the loss of the store. Beccles resident John Norton said that he and his wife only moved to the town 2 years ago, but used it frequently. It's so handy. It's one of those typical old-fashioned shops. If you want two screws, you could buy two and not a box. It's a big loss to the town. It really is. It's a shame, isn't it? A woman who didn't want to be named said, "It's a little treasure, really. There aren't many of them about." Another customer of 20 years who didn't want to be named described it as the end of an era. Where do you come to for your 10 washers or your help and advice from somebody who isn't corporate? Mr. York said it was important to remember the good things. "We've tried not to be negative," he said. "We were under a lot of pressure, but we did stand our ground. We kept the doors open for longer than we might have. We are an old business in a modern world, and the modern world has certainly taken its toll. I'm just sad for everyone." And that story is accompanied by a picture of the Beccles store with the very typical familiar green door, and the three members of staff with their Coopers T-shirts or sort of jumpers on with saying Coopers, looking at the camera. There are two ladies and a gentleman. And in the window, it says closing down sale, 50% off everything. And sadly, that is another business that is closing.